Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. The only governor in California history ever to be recalled says he doesn't think the current effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom will qualify for the ballot. Gray Davis says as more people get vaccinated and coronavirus numbers decline, public opinion of Newsom will improve.
The quicker we can get to herd immunity, which I suspect will be sometime this summer, then this virus will be in the rearview mirror. So I don't think it will qualify, but even if he does, the news should be getting better for him and for, more importantly, for people as they get vaccinated.
Meanwhile, Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon says Newsom recall organizers have collected about 1.4 million signatures.
They need just under 1.5 million valid signatures. These groups always want to have a cushion to account for people who may have mistakenly signed when they're not registered to vote, things like that. So they said that their goal is 1.8 million.
The deadline to turn in signatures is March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. It's also the anniversary of when America got to know the COVID virus was for real. Davis was voted out of office just 11 months into his second term in 2003. Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger won the election to replace him with about 48% of the vote. I don't want to alarm you, but the numbers of great white sharks are significantly up in Monterey Bay. A new study has found a dramatic increase in the number of great white sharks swimming in Monterey Bay, including off Santa Cruz County, where a surfer was killed last year. Mercury News reports the study published yesterday found younger great white sharks that once concentrated in warm waters off Southern California have moved north since 2014 as water temperatures have warmed. Scientists at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, Duke University, and Cal State Long Beach spotted dozens of juvenile white sharks in the ocean between Aptos and Capitola, an area where the animals hadn't been spotted until recently. California is set to receive another round of a little more than 1 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine next week, but only half of those are earmarked for doses, which Governor Gavin Newsom said yesterday highlights the issue of limited supply. The state is nearing 5 million people vaccinated, but teachers' unions, advocates for farm workers, and community organizations in hard-to-reach neighborhoods are pushing for the state to alter its rollout plan.
Supply is the issue. That's the constraint. So when you ask me, what are we doing to vaccinate this group, that group, what about this group, what about that group? It's an issue now of scarcity. It's an issue of supply.
Newsom addressed the issue at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, which opened yesterday as the state's latest mass vaccination site. A growing number of California parents and lawmakers are calling for youth sports to start back up, citing physical and mental health concerns. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Most high school and other youth sports have been suspended since last spring, but that could change soon. Governor Gavin Newsom hinted this week new guidelines on youth sports would be closely tied to a looming deal on reopening schools. But critics, including GOP Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, say there's no reason to delay.
I don't think that anyone is saying that right now we should have fully crowded basketball arenas with people sitting shoulder to shoulder, but there are absolutely safe ways that we can get, you know, all of our student athletes back on the field of play.
Kylie says the state has effectively stolen experiences and possibly scholarships from prep athletes. He and more than 30 other lawmakers from both parties sent a letter to the governor calling for loosened restrictions on youth sports. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.